This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the Word for the Night podcast, episode 16, a podcast where I discuss with my girlfriend movies we watched. It used to be a lot of terrible movies. Lately, it's just been a lot of random movies. We have seen a lot of movies.
Yes.
Since we have podcast last time.
Yes.
And there's a couple of experiences I want to talk about movie related as well. So,
what?
indulge me if you will.
Okay.
We were on an airplane. We just went to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Great time, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I led you with that. You see how I led you with that?
Yes.
Okay. On the way back, maybe the worst flight I've ever been on, turbulence-wise.
I could tell.
how so?
I mean, you were pretty nervous.
I mean, I think by me gripping your arm so tightly that my rib cage was sore.
Yeah.
Jumping?
Yeah,
you jumped. To be fair, somebody passed out on our plane, and when we landed, medical attention was needed immediately. So I just want to be fair about that, that it was legitimately a bumpy flight. And we were watching Deadpool 2.
Yes.
And I could not get into the movie at all.
But I think it's because you were nervous.
Yeah. That was the point I was making. Thanks, man. And I stand by my original synopsis, or critique, I should say, of that movie, which is that it suffers because it doesn't have a really compelling villain, and that I like the relationship between him and the girlfriend, and it's lost in this one. Although I guess he gets a family, he loses the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But you really like Deadpool 2.
Yeah, I mean, I like them both.
I think the first one's excellent. I think the second one's good.
Yeah, the second one's good, yeah.
But you think it's on par with the first one?
No.
Mm-mm. You really like Ryan Reynolds in that role,
though.
I do.
I think he's amazing.
I bet you do. Yeah. This is the deviation these podcasts always take, where I find that you've had some sort of like lustful fantasy about an actor for a long time you've been hiding.
I didn't say
last that. Time it was Emilio Estevez, which just blew my mind.
Oh, he's adorable. You know that. I mean, he was cute back then.
Once again, what, were you seven? Let's move on. Please, let's move on.
Okay.
We also watched Steve Jobs.
Yes.
On a much smoother part of the flight when we were past the worst of the worst. So I felt like I was a little bit more keyed into that.
That's when I got scared when we landed because I was so into that movie. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't even realize we landed. Yeah. So that obviously was, and you wanted to finish it when we were here back at the house, so. Clearly a good movie.
Yes.
You think that, I thought The Social Network was better than Steve Jobs.
I know. Mm-mm.
You didn't care for The Social Network?
No.
Why?
I mean, I think it was a great concept, or it was about a good story. I don't know. It just didn't vibe well with me.
Huh.
It's very depressive. And it didn't show, what's his name?
Zuckerberg?
Yeah, it didn't show him in a good light.
Well, wasn't
so then why would you want to use his product?
But Jobs.
We're all addicted.
Jobs wasn't, you know, as I'm on my Apple computer talking to you, my Apple phone, Jobs right? is a dick. So, I mean, but then, you know, he had,
that yeah, movie but was, he, they show that he's a dick.
Well, yeah, the same things you're faulting The Social Network for, you're praising Steve Jobs
yeah,
for.
But you already knew that. You didn't know that about Zuckerberg. You thought that he was like this nice, smart kid.
I guess
you know?
It was more prophetic than we knew. At the time, but this podcast will now probably get us kicked off Facebook. Thanks. Appreciate that. What else did we see? We went to the movies.
Yeah.
And we saw Us.
Mm, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
You quite liked it.
Not as good as Get Out. I was actually disappointed. I was highly disappointed, actually.
I have a strange theory, because I side with you initially. I love Get Out, and Get Out caught me from the opening frame, and it's like a roller coaster to the end. It's a perfect, damn near perfect movie experience for me. And this was so oddly disappointing in a weird way that I wanted it to be something else, but taken on its own merit. I think that if I had, I think when I see it again, and maybe a time after that, this movie will grow. Because, and it sucks that, you know, the movie shouldn't have to be seen two or three times to reveal itself to you. But I think that it's like that. It's got some Black Swan in there. It's got some Shining in there. It's got some very odd touches and maybe a bit too much humor for my liking. The whole idea of the using humor to break these, you know, moments of brevity in these horror scenes was used in the last Halloween movie, I thought, too much. And I thought in this movie it got to be a little too much as well.
No, I don't think it was as bad as Halloween.
I think it was a better movie than Halloween.
No, I'm saying...
Did you like this more than Halloween?
I feel like they're pretty equal.
Strangely, you made me see them both. I took you to both these movies, and we saw them both in the afternoon.
Yes.
You will not see this at night?
Well, now I guess I could. But I didn't know
what it... Now that we've seen it?
Yeah.
You mean? I could. So we can rewatch it at night?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thanks, bro. Cool story. Tell it again.
But I didn't know what I was going into, so I need I need to come out to daylight for those type of movies.
Yeah, we came out to daylight, and you looked at me and said, that sucked.
Yeah, it was horrible. I mean, I was just really disappointed. I had high expectations.
Yeah, you really did. You liked that trailer a lot. Some other things we've been watching. Actually, sticking with the Us, I want to tell a strange story that happened after Us.
No, no. What story first?
You took me to a department store, which shall remain nameless. But this certain department store has a men's section that is maybe, I'm not kidding, 5 yards wide and 6 feet deep. This is a terrible store for men. There's nothing to do there. I wandered around this store. As I'm waiting for you, this lady comes up behind me and says, "You being real fucking obvious." And I thought it was my tethered. I really thought we were back in the fucking horror movie. And this lady was insisting that I was some sort of undercover store agent following her around the store. And she was very aggressive about it. She ends up going to the register as I find you, because you're the person that they keep calling over the PA to help in this certain department. And you're standing there stranded because this lady's causing a commotion at the register. She ends up stealing these clothes. So she should have, she felt guilty when she walked by me. I didn't do shit. I'm looking at a fucking, a pair of headphones, a knockoff cheap generic brand of headphones to amuse myself. And I just hear, "You being real fucking obvious." And I was, my goodness. So yeah, that was a hell of an experience that day. Moving on though. Mm-hmm. We've watched a couple Marvel movies.
Yes.
We have watched a couple Marvel movies. Yes. And you've not been impressed by Marvel for quite a while now.
No.
So we're
at least I'm sticking to what I originally was.
What is that mean? I'm
consistent. That's what I mean.
So tell me the Marvel movies you like so far.
Well, Iron Man.
One.
And Captain America.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you seemed awful bored. I took that because you fell asleep 3 times.
I have to have a couple options. I know you were going to ask me what would be my second one, and so I just went ahead and answered that question for you.
Oh, nice. Pretty nice. Appreciate that. And The Avengers was a no-go for you as well.
No.
Okay.
Were you impressed by it when you saw it?
Yeah, when The Avengers first came out, I saw it twice in the theater.
Everybody liked it.
Yeah, but everybody did. But looking back at it, this phase one, which you've watched, which we've never gotten through because we're halfway through The Avengers. So you're almost done. Well, you are done with phase one with this movie. It is clunky. It's 10 years ago damn near now. And like it's a lot. They've come a long way. If I was to show you Infinity War after the last Avengers movie, after you just watched this Avengers movie, just the special effects alone. There's so many characters in a frame.
I mean, the
now.
Special effects are definitely not good.
Those were good at the time, but you know, the things have progressed a long way since 2012.
But what was your favorite part? I mean, what caught you?
The humor. But you haven't seen
a lot
of humor.
You
yet.
Just okay, but you don't like humor in movies.
What do you mean I don't like humor in movies? You're the one that hates comedies.
No, I do not.
Every time I say, "Do you want to see this?" you're like, "No, it's not funny. That doesn't look funny at all." I mean, I guess if you want to watch that, that's usually what I get.
And okay. In this previous conversation, you were talking about Us, and you said you didn't like the humor in that.
It was too much humor in a horror movie. Humor in an action film, is pretty much part.
But there
was
a lot of silence in that movie, so they had to back it up with something to bring you back in.
With Us, there was too many shots, long shots of a person walking down a hallway with a stick in their hand or something. That bores me very quickly in all horror movies. I understand it's a tool, but it's now. A trope, and I'm done with it. It's a cliche. It's a big thing. Actually, do you know what the most entertaining thing I've watched all weekend is?
I'm guessing it wasn't with me.
No, it is.
Oh, really?
It's the bug zapper we bought.
Stop.
It's this bug zapper we bought. They call this white trash television for a reason. Tell me you aren't. I saw you. We both got mesmerized watching that thing go to work on about 20 mosquitoes earlier. The thing's entertaining. I want to charge tickets for people to come over and just. I mean, yeah, I think about that on Periscope. We can get 10 million people watching that.
I feel super bad for those bugs. You're getting enjoyment out of it. I do.
Oh,
they're just
God
flying
bless
around
you.
in their little habitat. Just let them free. Be
yeah.
free.
Can I remind you of a week ago when we both had more bites on us than we were here to count and we were itching everywhere and saying we're going back to Hawaii? We're out of here. Also, are you ultimately mad that I made you give away a dress you never wore this weekend? I think that's why you're ultimately mad.
No, I'm not mad.
So we were good on that? You weren't upset that I made you give away a dress you never wore?
There was a lot of dresses that I never wore that you weren't particularly a fan of. And then the one time I did, you almost died.
Yeah. So you're clearing out your closet. I turn around. You're holding a dress. And you say to me, I bought this dress to wear so-and-so. I put it on. And you made me take it off. I never wore it again. And then I watched you put it in a giveaway bag. And then when I told you I was dropping off the clothing at the donation point, you couldn't go with me because why?
Why are you doing this?
I'm just curious. Because why couldn't you go with me?
Why are you doing this? Because I think most women out there, even other people, would agree that it's hard to depart with some clothing. So if I see you putting it somewhere or donating it, I'm going to tell you I need to look through it one more time and I'll probably take some stuff out.
You will not. Once it hits that bag and that hefty cinch sack is cinched and sacked, that fucker is gone.
Right, and that's why I will stay here when you drop those
you
things out.
You acted like I was going to go bury our dog in the backyard and you couldn't watch me dig the hole or put him into the ground, but you had to know he was gone.
Did you give away those Jordans too, by chance?
No.
Oh, you kept them.
My Jordans that I've never worn? Yeah, those aren't going to the Goodwill. Sorry. Those are collector's items in another year, so but thanks for asking. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 16 of the Worm for the Night podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Kailani.
We'll be back with you guys soon.